Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, today is National Ag Day, and really, in South Carolina, every day is Ag Day.
Well, you're right. If you're anywhere near a farm or benefit from farmers, which everybody does when they eat, every day is Ag Day, but we do pick March 15 for a day to commemorate that and to just increase the awareness at all phases from our national leaders, state leaders, and otherwise. So it's a pretty important day that I'm glad let's remind your listeners of.
As time goes on, agriculture actually is becoming more and more important because the population continues to increase, and of course all those people want to eat.
Well, that's true. In parts of the world, the population increase rate is still substantial, not so much here in the United States. But more than that, a lot of places around the world, the economies, as they build up, people want diets that are, let's say, up the food chain, not just a starch base, but they do want the proteins. And when you get into those types of diets, it really brings in a much broader aspect of agriculture to support that. That's one piece, the increasing population, the better diets. And then in the United States, the consumer who really wants to know more about nutrition and make their informed choices. So there are a lot of changes going on in the marketplace, and you're right, agriculture's got to be ready for them all.
Absolutely. And you're having a little bit of a rally, shall we call it, on the State House steps later today.
Well, we are, and Governor Haley has proclaimed today as Ag Day in South Carolina. We'll have a brief ceremony with a presentation there on the north steps of the State House to do just that, to make people aware firsthand what farmers mean to South Carolina, not just to our economy, but to the history of South Carolina, to the future of our state, to the future of young people, the rural counties of the state more specifically. So just a great time to step up our efforts to make our neighbors across the fence a little more aware of agriculture.
And, you know, South Carolina supports about 200,000 jobs in agriculture, and not all of those are farmers. In fact, a very small percentage of those people are farmers.
Well, you're right. The one farmer probably supports 9 or 10 other jobs from the time the product that he or she grows and ships from their farm to the time it is consumed. So the food distribution industry, processing, marketing, packaging, is quite a partnership with 25,000 farmers of South Carolina. So you're right, agribusiness is not just farming, but farming is the foundation of it all.
All right, so everybody needs to at least think about agriculture today, if not actually thank a farmer.
That's right. Instead of raising a glass and a toast, maybe they can raise a hamburger or raise a fork full of collards or raise something, and we'll have a food toast today for Ag Day for the farmers of South Carolina.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.